You can always send yours in, amithejerk1310@gmail.com. And we'll go through a few of those right now because am I the jerk?
Here we go.
Let's go.
Location, Telluride, Colorado, in a public square where loads of people are getting off a gondola. I'm hanging out when my son says one of his shoes has come untied. He's about 3 years old, and notably, he's terrified of dogs. I put him on a bench and begin tying his shoes. I feel something against the back of my leg that I assume is a fly, so I swat at it while tying my son's shoe. Turns out it was a dog that turns vicious, started barking, and almost bites me. I have my leg out ready to kick it if necessary. A woman comes by and says, "I'm sorry she's scared of men." To which I remark, "Well, 50% of the people out here are men, so why is she off a leash?"
That's what my first wondering was.
To my surprise, I look across the square where a woman has an absolutely accosted look on her face, and I quickly understand it is her partner. Okay. And they play for the other team. I look at the lady who's looking at me with that anger.
What team is that? Like the Commanders?
It's not super important.
Yeah, it's not. I look at the lady who's looking at me with that anger, and I ask her, "What is your problem?" To which her partner says, "Sir, please calm down." And I say, "I don't really appreciate how your partner is looking at me like I tortured your dog," in a loud tone that got the entire square's attention due to frustration. My son cried hysterically from the dog interaction. Am I the jerk?
Moron dog.
I mean, I don't understand not having the leash on the animal, especially if you walk up to somebody and go, "Oh, she's scared of dogs." That's then why are you letting this animal off the leash?
So I don't think anything that he did has any jerk to it whatsoever. And I love dogs, but if you know that your dog is can attack or is afraid of men, and there are men out there, and maybe the dog may turn, and yeah, you keep the dog on the leash.
Because we all know somebody that has a dog that is like kind of skittish around certain people or certain genders, whatever it may be. And like, so then it's now on you to then protect the humans from that dog freaking out.
I think there are times where dog owners, and I am including myself in this, that you have to understand that everyone's not messing around with dogs. People are actually 100% afraid. I don't care how friendly your dog is. I don't care how loving your dog is. People are totally afraid of dogs. And if that's the case and you're out in public like that, you have to keep them on the leash.
There's some McLaren-esque escalation from the rider's side of it, I think. Like, you need to start saying, like, so that everybody can hear and drawing attention to
it. I mean, if your dog almost bites me, and then my son is kind of going nuts. Maybe.
All right.
I say he has no jerk in him at all. That's what I say.
Yeah, it doesn't feel very jerkish.
It does.
It's. What are you supposed to do? I've always wondered why people allow their dogs just randomly run up to other random people and jump all over them, but I don't know.
Because you're not a huge fan.
I have no problem with dogs. I would never own one on my own. And usually when I'm out and about somewhere, it's the same as, I look at it the same way as I do like a little kid. I don't want your little kid running up to me and climbing on me. I don't want your dog running up and climbing on me.
Because I remember when we were out in the plaza one day, there was the dog on a really long leash, and you took a wide berth around the dog was smoking a Marlboro.
I just have no interest in interacting with it.
And it wasn't a big dog either, but yeah, man.
But it was a big berth.
And he went the whoa, and he took the wide turns. So I was like, okay, but you know what?
That's fine.
There's nothing wrong with that. Like, if you don't want to fool with it, don't fool with it.
It's no fear or anything like that. It's just so strange to me.
And that was really long leash.
Maybe the longest I've ever
seen. It's like, why even have him on a leash if it's that long?
You could win money on the Money in the Bank with that leash. Just climb up that sucker.
My goodness, that thing was long.
It was. And it's strange because then it became like, okay, so you apparently want me to have an interaction with you, or I got to step over this leash, so I'll just circumvent the entire situation.
Yeah, dog owners always have to be aware. So, sir, I say you're off the hook. I don't know about Baldy. Baldy thinks that you escalated.
I don't think he's a jerk, but it's definitely a McLaren move to start drawing attention and maybe be a little aggressive in the retort.
Here we go. All right, Donnie and Matt, I recently picked up a bartending gig 3 nights a week on top of my 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. Monday through Saturday job just for some extra cash. Last week was my first few shifts. I started Wednesday night, and we got absolutely crushed. Without being asked or told, I stayed and closed with the other bartender, which means I didn't get out of there until about 11. No big deal. I worked again on Thursday. We got absolutely crushed again. The bar manager came to me that night and asked if I would stay and close again. Remember, I work my morning job 6 days a week. I have a one-year-old at home that I only get to see when I go home to change between jobs. Most of the time, he's down for his nap. Well, I told him no. I wanted to go home and be with my family. Me being brand new, I felt horrible because he had to stay. Am I the jerk for wanting to go home, hoping to catch my son before he went down for the night? Appreciate
not at
you
all.
Guys.
Not even 1% jerk.
Yeah, full pass.
I would hope that management at that establishment understood that the situation.
And if they don't, you don't want to work there.
Yeah.
Because that's going to come up again.
I would assume that they have an idea that when you go in, hey, I'm looking for a second job. I have another job, my main job, but I need some extra cash. And they've got to understand that, I would think. Hiring you in that situation of knowing you get up this early, you have a one-year-old at home and all that, that there's no jerk whatsoever in
and
that story.
And especially if the situation is he's asking you to stay and then he grabs his keys at like 7 p.m. Right. And he's just high-stepping out of there ready to kick it for the rest of the night.
Like, I don't think so.
Yeah,
dude.
No, I
think that's one thing that a lot of the times – whatever the job is, they can pressure you into feeling like you have to do more than what you've agreed to do. And it's okay to tell people no sometimes.
That's the game, actually.
Right. Like, I'm sorry, no, I'm not going to. And then they, well, you know, it'd really help us out. Okay, I'm sorry. Like, I can't.
But this person is sick and they can't be here today. We really need you.
I can't come in. I can't stay late. I've agreed to do this. I've fulfilled what I've agreed to do. And guess what? Things that are more important in my life also need me. And I've got to go be there for that.
Committed to this company like we are.
That's well, I guess you thought wrong.
Yeah, the guilt trip is there, though, and it's real. And I think it has a lot of people pressured to stick around.
It does, and guess what? They're not going to keep you because you do those things. When they're making cuts, the people cutting you, they don't care. I stayed late that one time. Oh, yeah, thanks for that. Anyway, so here's your severance package.
Not a severance package. Nice.
All right. Thank you.
Well, whatever the case may be. Here's your goodbye.
Yeah. So I'm with you. He's not a jerk. So we're 2-0. No jerks. Not a jerk.
There you go.
Okay. Yeah. Not a jerk.
All right.
Rephrase.
We like to...
Hey, now.
Okay. Okay. Am I the jerk? I'm a day one listener. Tip sheet. I am also 71 years old. On July 2nd, my oldest and dearest friend of 65 years texted me a picture of the front of his house. He had put up an American flag and a bunting banner in celebration of the 4th.
He lives in my neighborhood.
The bunting banner had the phrase on it, 250 years of freedom. My buddy knows that I'm a smartass and I'm not patriotic. I wrote back, 250 years of freedom, but in quotation marks, if you're a white male, of course. My point being the black man was freed in 1865, not 1776. I have not heard back from him. The next day I wrote and apologized for my comment. I have not heard back from him. Am I the jerk? If I have ruined a 65-year friendship, I am truly saddened and heartbroken. On the other hand, 65 years is a damn good run.
It's not wrong, like on any account.
I mean, you got to...
Strong points on all sides.
Yeah, I don't know how you could disagree with that particular statement.
I can't imagine a friend for that long getting upset at you, even if you didn't find it funny.
Over a text.
Right.
He didn't even say it. You just wrote it, a little blurb.
And I don't know exactly the...
some people don't like facts.
The race of both friends?
Sure.
I would have... Maybe, you know what? I will not assume.
You know what? I think we're right close to... America's birthday. Let's let this die down. Let's pick back up in a few weeks when everything's not so hot and bothered. Everybody's very patriotic.
I don't even think that's hot,
today.
Though. That's your boy.
That's what I think.
65 years.
Maybe, but that guy's out, however old he is. He's been with America longer than this guy. You can't deny that.
I don't feel like that's worthy enough to say, I'm so mad at you that I'm not going to respond when you do something like that. Knowing that the dude is a smartass.
Knowing that, it makes you think some other things about that particular person.
Yeah, maybe you thought, you know what, 65 years, I've had enough.
If somebody texted me that, if I was flying a flag that had 250 years of freedom and somebody goes, yeah,
You're a white man.
And my response would be like, well, that's fair. I mean, you're not wrong.
That guy might not be as accepting if somebody came over to your house to do a little work.
Right. It could be my neighbor. Who knows?
Considering the
bunting. Yeah, well, it could be. Now that you mention it, yeah. The stories that you've told
about
him.
Isn't he an older gentleman? I mean,
man, I wonder if, because I only have one friend that I could possibly get to 65 years. Because I've been knowing this dude since I was in the first grade. So I was 5. So now we'll be at 50.
Lamp?
No, it's not Lamp.
I was going to get there, so thank you.
So another 15 years, I have to stay friends with him so we can hit the 65-year mark. But then if I would text him something like that, there's no way he would just wipe it all clean for that.
So where's the line then? If race relations isn't it, where would be
it? I don't know. I don't know what I would
line?
Have to say to get my buddy Dabs to say I'm not going to be friends with you anymore. It's definitely not a smart-ass comment. But we're not old. You know, maybe 71, 72-year-olds have a different sense of humor.
Maybe he's just using that as an excuse that something else happened, and he was just like, that's it. I can't handle this guy anymore.
Or he's old, and he just forgot to text back.
Okay, maybe so. Maybe it went into another folder or something.
The little red mark is not there anymore.
He's still trying to text him back because he has the phone like Norm did, and he has to press 5 3 times for the L.
He's looking for the perfect GIF.
Maybe so. Hello, guys. I got one. Well, no, that's Fridays during football season.
Yeah, not yet. I got one. Not yet. No, tip sheet.
Look at tip sheet. Me and the wife were watching the World Cup games, and we're laughing at the fans whose team lost. And we're saying they only get put out of the tournament once every 4 years. And we as Cowboy fans have been going through this every year for the past 30 years. Not once every 4 years. Are we the jerks for enjoying their pain? Born Cowboy fans. Born Cowboy fans. I don't know what that last line is. That is typed.
Really odd.
Yes. And then he says, I have his vote for mayor.
Well, we know how you're going to vote on this one then.
So, sir, you are not a jerk.
That's what I thought.
I guess if you want to root for them to lose, I don't know that in this.
I'm not laughing at them. It means so much to these fans.
Are they saying that they're going up to fans and be like,
I don't think so. I think they're just watching it. They're watching it on television. And, you know, when Japan loses and their fans on the screen crying, they're laughing, saying, ha, we go through this every year, not once every 4 years.
It isn't jerk behavior, but it is kind of sad to watch the World Cup and watch Japan lose and then connect that back to, well, we're Cowboys fans. We watch this every year. What are you guys mad about?
Not just once every 4 years.
That's just sad fandom. That's what that is.
Been crying my whole life.
I know, Ben.
Sorry, Baldy.
I'm sorry.
You okay?
No, he's not. Have you heard him during football season? Not okay at all.
No, he is definitely not
okay. It's not just football season.
He is not okay. So, sir, I'm going to say it has a little bit of jerkdom to it. Laughing at these poor fans that it means so much to them. I know it's once every 4 years, but that's a lot. So
yeah, and I don't
still
know
vote
that
for me.
I will going still love your vote every year.
This isn't how you win the mayorship.
I think if I'm honest and transparent, I think everyone will understand that in my city,
like all the other politicians.
Yeah, well, unlike them, I'm different.
No one's gonna believe that.
I am. All right, that's Am I the Jerk for this week. Am I the Jerk 1310 at gmail.com. That's where you send those scenarios.